The study was done by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia, a university-based research center that looks for market solutions for policy problems. This is the fourth year the Mercatus Center has compared the fiscal conditions of the states. And research fellow Adam Millsap says they looked at revenue, spending, cash, assets, liabilities, and debts from reports put together by the states themselves.
So the states in the bottom, say bottom 10 and top 10, tend to stay relatively similar from year to year. There's usually some movement in and out of the top five. But usually you don't see, a state usually doesn't jump from, say, the bottom 10 all the way up into the top 10. And then in the middle, there tends to be some movement because a lot of the states are kind of bunched together. So their ratios and their financial numbers are pretty similar to one another. So it's not uncommon for a state to, you know, move from, say, like 20th to 30th or something like that when you're looking at the middle.
Iowa, for example, finished at number 28 this year, down from 25 a year ago, but staying in the average category among the 50 states.
It looks like the reason for Iowa's drop was that it had a slight worsening of its cash position. So with the cash that it has on hand dropped a little bit compared to previous years. And then also its pension funding got a little worse, and then its long-term liabilities increased slightly. So that explains its drop from, like I said, 25 last year to 28 this year. But overall, I was in a pretty good position. It's not terribly bad or anything like that.
Millsap says for all 4 years of this study, Illinois has ranked among the bottom five. Last year it was number 47, but then dropped to 49.
It's struggling on all of the metrics, so its cash position is weaker than it should be and also weaker compared to other states. Its long-term liabilities per person are 3 times the national average. So the national average is around $4,000. Illinois's are $12,000. Has tens of billions of dollars in other post-employment benefits that are not funded at all, and those typically include health insurance for retirees. So it owes this money, but it doesn't really have any funding to pay for any of that. And then its pension liabilities are also drastically underfunded in ways that aren't that different from other states, but when you couple it with all of Illinois' other problems, it just paints a really bad picture for them going forward.
The states with the best fiscal health, as determined by the Mercatus Center, include four that benefited from oil and gas revenue: North and South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. And of course, these resources can be volatile and not so helpful in other years. But number one in the study for fiscal health is Florida.
So Florida kind of shows that a very populated state, an urban state, can still do pretty well in the rankings. So it's not just related to natural resources and things like that. While a lot of the states that do worse in these rankings tend to be northeastern states that are very urban. Their infrastructure is somewhat old. They've been accumulating debts for a long period of time, haven't really been paying their bills and putting a lot of the burden on future taxpayers.
And by the way, the bottom five are Pennsylvania, Maryland, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Illinois, and at number 50, New Jersey. So now that we know all this about the fiscal health of the 50 states, so what?
Part of the reason we do this is to make this information available to voters. When you're talking about public officials and state officials, we really just want them to take a look at the metrics, the underlying ratios, the underlying numbers, and then take them seriously. This gives them an opportunity to compare it to other states, to see how other states are doing. And if you find that your state is very much an outlier compared to the other states within your region, then it should be an incentive and some motivation to really re-examine your policies and re-examine what you're doing and potentially look for ways that you can improve so that you don't place a lot of these burdens on future taxpayers.
The Mercatus Center website, mercatus.org, has charts and interactive maps with results from all 4 years of its fiscal health studies. I'm Herb Tricks.